I was recently chatting with a friend in Michigan about birding. Actually, we exchange emails every day in May to compare sightings. It's an odd thing. Their weather is always a day ahead of ours, as you would guess, but when it comes to migration, we always seem to get species a day or so earlier than they do. Take that, Michigan. We were talking about an app we both use, the Cornell Lab of Ornithology's Merlin, and how we both have recurring false positives on specific bird calls. Mine picks up a lot of indigo buntings, which if they were true results would be wonderful, but most, if not all the time, it's picking up snippets of other birds and misinterpreting them. I mean, it would be amazing if no two birds in the world shared a note or two in common, but with 10,000 or more species on the planet, what are the chances? For my Michigan friend, it's golden-winged warblers. It's a species going through tough times with a 68% decline in population from 1966 to 2014, but the range maps show it breeds in his area. The northernmost breeding range in New England cuts through Boston, so we're right on the edge. Given the ridiculous population crash and the presumed false positives, it would be easy for my friend to give up hope of seeing one, but instead he said to me this week, "No reason there can't be one here. I'm going to look for one." And I love that mindset. I believe it's a motto we can all share. Whatever it is we're searching for out there, we know the boundaries. We won't find alligators in Massachusetts ponds, we won't find sea lions on our beaches, but if we want to find mud puppies in the Connecticut River, we can go on the adventure. If we want to climb Mount Greylock to find nesting blackpoll warblers, we can. If we want to wander around the South Shore looking for golden-winged warblers, knowing we're at the extreme edge of the known range of a vanishing species, we can say, no reason there can't be one here, let's go look for one. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.